On Midwest Week, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker presents his proposed budget for next year. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Hannah Meisel, State House reporter for Illinois Public Radio in Springfield. In past years, Hannah, the governor of Illinois has given two separate speeches, the State of the State and the budget. Why were they combined this year?
Well, you know, we're still in the middle of this global pandemic. And, you know, usually the governor would give his State of the State speech in mid to late January and then his budget address a few weeks later. And both of those events are usually in the House chamber with, you know, House members and Senate members and other dignitaries and guests all squished together in, you know, seats that are brought in. Obviously, that is not feasible right now. I think it was just a calculation that, first of all, it's better to do the event virtually, but also the House and Senate have not actually had any session. The House had one day of session last week, basically to decide on new rules that, among other things, would allow them to go virtual. And so it just was not happening this year.
Okay. Now, did the governor propose any changes in the Illinois income tax in his budget message?
He did not. The governor, of course, had pushed for a combined total of 3 years, first as a candidate and then as governor, for his signature graduated income tax proposal. That proposal, his budget office estimated would bring in about $3.5 billion in extra annual revenue. But of course, voters rejected it in November, and the governor had warned of, you know, either painful cuts to state services or, you know, also to make up for that revenue, maybe we'd have to have some sort of across-the-board income tax hike. And this proposed budget actually does neither of those things. I think the income tax hike, I think he's going to try for re-election next year. And so he knows that that would be very politically unpopular right now, even though a lot of experts and frankly Republicans too know that eventually it's probably going to have to happen to get Illinois' spending and revenue in line. But for now, no, it does not propose any changes to the income tax.
Okay, now the governor apparently wants to eliminate some corporate tax breaks. What did he propose there?
Sure. The governor wants to the legislature to pass about $930 million in what he calls, ending these corporate tax loopholes. It comes from a variety of sources. I'd say the biggest sources are things that were, made possible or passed in the Trump tax cuts. Remember at the end of 2017, when then President Trump got his big tax plan through Congress. So it makes some technical changes that the state estimates at about $600 million, maybe a little bit more. And then it also does things that were, the governor wants basically for the legislature to reverse some of the things that he himself signed into law not even 2 years ago, such as repealing the corporate franchise tax, which is kind of a hated tax by a lot of, small business owners. And he also wants to cap what's called the retailer's discount tax, try to bring in about $75 million to the state. There's a bunch of little things here. But, what he calls corporate tax loopholes, Republicans and business owners, they would call tax incentives and things that they feel are necessary to grow Illinois' economy. So this is not an easy argument to make, but this is the argument that the governor thinks is most politically feasible for him.
And what about education? I understand that there was some proposals for the education budget in Illinois yesterday.
Right. So back in 2017, in kind of probably the biggest and most recent big bipartisan win in Illinois, the legislature came together and passed a new education funding formula, and it overhauled the way that schools are funded in Illinois. with an eye toward equity, because obviously in Illinois we have huge reliance for local school districts on local property taxes, which creates a lot of divide between schools that are quite wealthy and schools that are property tax poor, and then low in resources. And so that law asked that the state continue contributing $350 million more each year for a 10-year period until schools achieve, more or less parity. But this is now the second year in a row that the governor says, I'm sorry, that's not possible. But he says that federal sources will come in and make it so that local school districts won't have to cut their budgets.
Okay, so it's stable funding, but in a sense that's a funding cut because people's costs are going up and there's the pandemic and things like that.
I mean, I'm not sure what, what on a local school ledger is going to look like. But I think the point is for those school districts who are, considered not well-resourced, they probably feel as if, this is the promise that we were given not even 4 years ago. And for the second year in a row, the state is reneging on that promise that we would have this path toward equity.
Now, there's with strong Democratic majorities in both the Illinois House and Senate, should we predict easy passage for the governor's proposals, or maybe not, Hannah?
I'm not sure about easy passage. I mean, the legislature, though it is democratically controlled right now, legislature is not the governor's best friend, right? Because, for the last year, almost year, the governor has been controlling the COVID response with mostly executive orders and not a whole heck of a lot involvement from the legislature. And, a lot of these things that the governor has proposed, I mentioned before the so-called corporate tax loopholes, those are things that were passed on a bipartisan basis, not even 2 years ago. And a lot of lawmakers have used, as evidence for businesses to come set up in their districts or expand in their districts. And the proposal to skip out on that $350 million extra in school funding for the second year in a row, that's also not very popular with lawmakers, who a lot of them worked really hard on that new education funding reform law in 2017. And so, I don't think it's going to be an easy passage. And you saw a lot of kind of tepid responses from Democrats yesterday saying, oh, the governor's budget is a good starting point.
There's been talk in recent years, Hannah, about ethics reform. Did the governor include anything about that in his budget and State of the State address?
Yes, he did briefly mention it. He said that this is the time to get things done. Coincidentally, Mike Madigan, who was, of course, the longtime House Speaker, resigned his House seat today. We were speaking on Thursday, the day after the governor's budget address and State of the State speech. And, a lot of the ethics reforms that people were worried about kind of trickled back to Mike Madigan in direct and indirect ways.